Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Oh, hello. Here we are. It is Topical Tuesday, March 27th, 2018. Steve Cypress here, and I've been on the phone all day with some great conversations, some really sharp entrepreneurs, several of them my clients. Of course, they're super sharp. I am biased, but they are still super sharp. And I just got off the phone and said, come on, I got to get out there. We're losing the light. The moon is already up there in the sky. Can you see it up there? Look at that. The moon is out. Nearly a full moon, and we're losing the light, so I'll make it kind of quick as we have another spectacular, beautiful sunset here in sunny Arizona. Rhino of the day is this black rhino. Very cool photo of a black rhino from page 12 of the book Our Wildlife World Rhinoceros. Okay, so what's in the news? Topical Tuesday is where I take something out of the news and teach something in business, and there's all kinds of these big stories going on, but one of the biggest is all these kids with their marches and protests and gun control, and you got to take away everyone's guns, and nobody should own a gun, and confiscate this, and don't allow that, and all their craziness. Like, in other words, they're using their freedom that comes from the First Amendment, to the right to associate, the right to gather, the right to march, the right to speak, to take away their rights from the next amendment, the Second Amendment. It was just total lunacy and crazy. I mean, they are actually advocating for less personal freedom and less rights. Brian Basiligo's here. Great to see you. So it's crazy. So you have kids that have been brainwashed, led to believe whatever from, you know, the media, from their school teachers, from each other, from wherever, to believe in somehow that it's good if they gave up some of their personal freedom. Total kind of craziness. So that's my point here, is this concept of social proof. Now, proof, talk about it all the time on here, is one of the most important elements that you can have in your advertising and marketing. Anytime you can, you know, let's take the health industry. You know, you'll see tons of before and afters. You know, hey, I lost 22 pounds on whatever diet. You know, here I am before I bought this whatever, you know, bicycle machine, I looked like this, now I look like that, you have some proof. Or if you're, you know, getting some online software, which I look at a lot for business, you know, you can have a demonstration and it shows you how it works. Here's the proof. So proof is a hugely important element. Well, there's something called social proof. Hey, Brian. Social proof, which means other people saying that your product or service is good, or whatever concept is good. Now, is that really proof? Well, of course not, and that's why you have to have caution about it. Because just because a lot of people say something, believe something, are extremely passionate about something, doesn't mean that it's right. So you got to be careful with social proof. You got to be careful with all proof, of course, right? You can see a, you know, a sham wow on TV that soaks up all the water and then it holds up a, you know, 10 times its weight or whatever it does in the demonstration. And, you know, if you're smart, which I'm sure you are, you're watching this video, you're thinking, you know, is that really work? You know, I remember when we bought the ShamWow, took it home and tested, I forget now, but whatever, it's amazing, I forget, because I watched the infomercial 47,000 million times with Vince, you know, can it really do that? Like, so you see the great hook used in infomercials for products. Can it really do that? Can you run over it and it still works? And can you, you know, so would you like put it out in your parking lot and in your driveway and run over it? Like, maybe, because maybe you don't trust the proof, the demonstration. Well, the least trustworthy of all proof is what the masses say or what anyone says about it. It's just what they say. So it's so commendable. It's so awesome and remarkable what's going on with this whole anti-gun movement, how they are seeming so certain and so sure that the answer to this problem is X. Now, is that really true? Personally, I can't, it's so far-fetched to think. I mean, I don't know anybody, I can't imagine anyone other than the, you know, once in a while, you know, killing, evil, bizarre person that actually likes killing kids. Like, I don't know anybody that's for violence in schools. Now, here's the good news. Despite what you see in the news, and again, that's why you have this caution, there's, like, no violence in schools. There's no shootings in schools. There's, like, how many? One or two a year? I mean, there's millions of kids every day going to tens of thousands of schools all over the country, but they have you convinced. These kids walk around with signs saying, I'm afraid, am I next? I'm like, you're kidding me. You're going to school every day thinking I'm next? How'd you get to school? Did you go in a car? Because I'm pretty sure you have about 1,000,000% more chance of dying in a car crash than you do getting shot in a school. Did you take a shower? Because I'm sure you have about 10,000 times more chance of slipping and getting hurt or dying in the shower than you do getting hurt or dying in a school attack. So, you know, the facts are overcome by this social proof that it's amazing. I see it, and I see it on social media, and if you believe what you see on the news, they're actually, it's amazing that they're doing such a great job. They're actually convincing people that the solution to shootings in schools is take away the guns. Like, you're kidding me. Like, if there were, which there are, lots of car accidents. Like, is the solution take away all the cars? Or take away just the big cars? Take away those big, you don't need big cars. They're too big. They're too powerful. Only the government should have powerful big cars. Only the police and the government should have these big, powerful cars. People can have little cars. They can have motorcycles, but they really shouldn't have SUVs or Hummers. Oh, my goodness, people shouldn't have Hummers. They're way too big and dangerous. If they get in a car crash with me in my, you know, sedan, my Mercedes, they're going to crush me. Oh, people shouldn't have those. I mean, you see how ridiculous it is? However, social proof when done right, and so when you watch these passionate kids who some of them obviously don't believe what they're saying, and they're being led and scripted, and they're blatantly lying. I saw this one kid who, you know, this main spokesperson who's off the deep end now and spouting out four-letter words all the time, but that he wasn't even in school that day. But he originally said he was, so can you believe anything else he says? But anyway, besides the fact, for the most part, I believe that these kids, I was ridiculous lunatic kid. I was easily influenced and believed all kinds of ridiculous things when I was a kid, and like, let's change the world, change for change's sake, you know, when I was young and impressionable. And so they could even believe it, but the power of it is what they get across. And that's what you want to do in your marketing. You want to get across your message with passion to convince others. Zig Ziglar, the late great Zig Ziglar, said, sales is the transfer of enthusiasm. And so when you watch these kids, or adults even, railing that somehow people should have their guns confiscated, or certain types of guns, or they shouldn't be allowed to have certain size of clips or number of bullets, all just totally off-the-mark ridiculous concepts that have nothing to do with solving the problem of a deranged person killing people. You're never going to solve it. The kids also say something, Trump also says, talk about saying a lot of ridiculous things. Oh, we can't let this ever happen again. I'm like, did he really just say that? Like, there's never going to be another school shooting? The only way to do that is take away all the schools. There's never not going to be another of whatever. Of course, it's going to happen. Okay, so you have all this passion, and they have this transfer of enthusiasm. So to convince other people, these kids are out there convincing people the solution is take away the tool they're using. So if somehow there were lots of people running into schools with hammers and hammering everybody in the head, would they say we got to have hammer control? We got to take away all the knives and have knife control? We got to take away all the cars and there'll be no car accidents? If we just get rid of all the planes, there'll be no more plane crashes? You know, the way to get rid of something that's negative is not just abolish all of it. If there's some utility in it, right? There's enough utility in cars that we put up with the car accidents. They're going to happen. No matter what. And we saw right here in Arizona last week, even the self-driving car that supposedly is not going to have accidents and not going to be susceptible to human, and there it is, it kills a lady. So you're not going to take away the dangers of a lot of good things. Fire is another one, right? Fire is great. Fire, you know, gets heat and you can make steel with it and do all kinds of good things with it. But, of course, you can also burn down houses. I mean, when there's wildfires raging, do we confiscate all the matches? Do we stop all the camping? Do we say no one's allowed anymore into forests because there might be a fire? Like, stop it with the, like, confiscate all the tools or the elements of the danger. It's not the answer. But you see these people out there passionate. I don't know if they're convincing any. I don't think they. I think they're just talking to themselves. But they think they're convincing people with their passion that their harebrained concepts and ideas actually have merit. And that's what you want to do in your marketing. Not, you don't want to have a harebrained concept, of course, but if you can see people with a harebrained concept that makes no sense, actually having otherwise intelligent people agree with them and say, see, that kid is, look at the, those kids really want all the guns out of their schools. Like, and then there's this whole, you know, they, so many misleading lines, like the thing about, like, oh, we shouldn't give guns to the teachers. Nobody, I don't think anyone in the right mind would say give guns to the teachers, but how about the teachers who are responsible gun owners and trained and go to the range every once in a while and they have, know all about gun safety and they know what to do and they own guns. And but how about you tell them they have to leave it at home? They can't protect themselves when they go into the school, which is a gun-free zone and therefore a soft target, an easy target. Hey, please come in and kill me. Like, and I'm not allowed to bring in my gun, so I have to, like one of these gym teachers was a responsible gun owner, but he had to stand in front of the bullet and die because he wasn't allowed to bring in his gun. I mean, it's just a, this is a stupid comment, it's concepts, but they have people convinced of this. So how much more powerful can you be convincing people to use your product or service if it actually makes sense and has value and does good? So use social proof and learn from what you're seeing with these anti-gun people. That they, and I think the adults, especially the politicians and the people in the media, I'm almost certain they all know that confiscating guns isn't the answer. They just love government control. And so, you know, we differ there. I'm a freedom guy. It's why I'm an American. America was founded on freedom and personal liberty. And I'm, pardon me, but I'm in favor of more personal liberty and freedom. That's what America's all about. But to other people, America's all about more government control. And government's the answer. And government should do this. And there ought to be a law. And, like, where do you live? That's not America. But that's their America. So they're doing a heck of a job of out there being passionate and supposedly being convincing, like, it, every time I see it, I'm just like, "That's they're doing a great job. They're doing a great job. They get out there and they're on point. They're on message. They're consistent. They're passionate. They're putting forth even the most harebrained idea and making it sound like it makes sense." Well, that's what you want to do in your marketing. So that's Topical Tuesday. Rick is here and Herms is here. Juiced by you in nearby New Mexico. I'm living right now here in Arizona, Herm. I don't know if you're still in New Mexico, but I remember coming to visit you in New Mexico, Albuquerque. Was it Albuquerque? Yeah, it was Albuquerque years ago, about 20 years ago, huh? Very cool. So thanks to everyone for being here tonight. We are losing the light. I can tell that about the only light shining is the what's left of the sun reflecting off of my bald head, and that tells me it's time to end today's Topical Tuesday rant of a video. Social proof. Look how powerful it is. Are you using it in your business? Even the most harebrained, ridiculous, off-the-wall, impossible concepts, you can gather lots of agreement on it if you use social proof properly. Great example, as you're seeing in the media and on the streets and all these marches of these kids who, you know, they say things like, you got to ban assault weapons. And I saw some interview, like somebody asked them, like, what's an assault weapon? They don't even know. Like, so they don't know what they're talking about. And one of the other thing is, how about this? Oh, I'm getting back into the rant. But how about this, you know, we're doing this march for gun control on a school day. You got to be kidding me. That didn't belong on a Saturday? We're going to take kids, because I know, because here's another lesson. I mean, they ostensibly, that was the march to commemorate the deaths and to honor the kids who died in this shooting. Like, so, you know, we're going to come out of school and honor them. They didn't honor the kids. They were had all their signs made up and all their speeches about taking away people's personal rights and taking having gun control. I mean, right now, as you look over my neighborhood here, I am extremely happy that I would believe that probably 90% of my neighborhood, or at least the 80-20 rule, at least 80% of these homes, there's a gun in them. Because the cops are not getting here. We once had some strange things happening around our house. We're out here in the middle of nowhere. We called the police. They didn't even know where we were. Where are you? I'm over here. What town? I'm like, what the hell number did I call? How do you not? What? They're not getting here before somebody's going to do all kinds of damage, blow my head off, do whatever I want. I'm so glad nobody in their right mind is going to come into this neighborhood and cause any trouble, because you better believe just about every house here has guns, and that's how it should be in the school. Certain percentage of teachers that are already gun owners and responsible, or they want to become one and go through training, like, they should have the guns, and nobody would know who they are. So do you think one of these cowardly, evil school shooters is walking into there not knowing that somebody could blow his head off? They'll find somewhere else to go. End of story. Problem solved. Boom. Done. Anyway, that's my two cents. And since it's my video, I get to say my two cents. And since this is live on Facebook, and it has pro rights and personal freedom a theme to it, nobody will see this. Facebook will not put it in their algorithm and show it to almost anybody, because it's not spouting the far left lunatic fringe left crazy idea that we should do away with the Second Amendment. If I said that, it would go viral all over social media. But if it has a conservative bent, forget it. No one will see it. So I thank everyone who did see it and who's here today, and anyone watched on the replay, and I'll be back tomorrow with Wisdom Wednesday. Well, I will spout some wisdom that will help you to grow your business and have more freedom and happiness in your life. Thanks for being here today. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.